I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In second and third world nations, the disabled are largely ignored. Because most of them are poor, they spend their lives inside their homes, immobile. Johnny and Friends Wheels for the World program refurbishes and distributes used wheelchairs overseas. They just had a successful distribution in Thailand. Volunteer Dana Croxton says,
most countries we go to, we're not allowed to, like, quote-unquote, evangelize. We work with local Christians who do that in an official venue as part of the distribution. But when you're actually working on a chair, hands-on, somebody looks at you and says, why? That opens the door.
Next, mission groups generally agree China's Christian population is exploding. That means there's a huge discipling need, and pastors are being forced to admit that they don't have the official resources for biblical training. Their response launched a movement, says China Partners' Eric Berglund.
There's a new phenomenon happening, and that is Chinese churches are organizing short-term training for lay leaders. And in order for that to be expedited, more and more local churches are opening up what they call Bible training centers. These are not official seminaries or Bible schools as such, but more specifically designed for laity of Christian leadership.
And rumors led to a tense Easter in Pakistan. Compass Direct reported that violence erupted after rumors that Christian men attacked Muslims and desecrated a sticker bearing Muhammad's name. Another rumor claims a playground dispute among Christian and Muslim parents is the cause. Whatever the cause, the effect was a brutal attack on a Christian neighborhood. Men and women and children were beaten and houses were stoned. So please pray for peace for Christians in the midst of violence in Pakistan. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.